I headed to the clothes rack to pick up the same size pants I always had for years. It was really cold and it was winter. Therefore, I would have multiple layers on leaving the house, five-day-old messy hair in a bun, probably under my beanie, with boots to complete my ensemble. I looked at those pants and thought they were the cutest things, and I headed to the dressing room, and only to realize the size that I had always bought didn't fit above my thighs. And I thought to myself, how did I get here? Welcome to line number 59. You are lazy if you have to buy the bigger pants. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. You know, when I got into the dressing room that day, I remember just, you know, doing the routine. I unclipped the pants from the hanger and began to put my leg in, right? Like we always do, followed by the other. And then I began to do kind of that dance. You know the dance. Any woman listening knows the dance. The dance that says, man, these are a little tighter than I thought they would be. So I kind of did my dance and then something happened. They stopped mid-thigh. And I was like, what? Is this real? Like, what? I always bought this size clothes. Like, what is going on? And then we know when we try those, you know, pants on that we've always put on and they don't fit quite right, we know the thoughts come for us. Here are some of my thoughts. I just began thinking, you know, how did I get here? And I began to question myself, like, did I really let my body go? Haven't I worn this size for years? And then I started to question like the making of the brand, right? Oh, it's been a while since I bought this brand. So maybe they just changed like how they made it. Maybe it's just the style, right? It doesn't run true to size. I don't know about you, but I just started to say anything and think anything that would begin to make me feel a little bit better about myself. And then the question came, did I get lazy? Like, did freedom get too free for me? And I just remember taking another look in the mirror, because we know that those mirrors in dressing rooms, and especially at a sporting goods store, it's not cute and it doesn't make you look cute, right? I just remember taking a look, gathering my a million layers that I had to put on, and I came to these couple conclusions. And I just remember thinking to myself, well, my legs are different. My body is different. I'm up a size. And then I ended with this question. What does this mean about me? If you're new here or you've been here for any length of time, you know that I'm a question asker. And I say that often. And that is how I get out of my emotions. That's how I pull myself back and begin to try to analyze what's happening at a very objective level. Because I can continue to go down an emotional roller coaster and talk so many bad things about myself and call myself lazy, right? I mean, that's the lie we say. If I'm up a size or pants don't fit, you're lazy. What did you do? You could have done more. Other things that I started thinking about was, okay, I got to pick up my workouts. I got to start restricting. I mean, those are the things that started coming for me when the pants didn't fit the size I normally bought. To kind of talk and give you a little backstory about my personal journey of healing, and I'm going to try to paraphrase a lot of what happened in my fifth book that I'll be writing. We'll talk a lot more about my physical journey, my physical healing journey. But about 3 years ago, I had to go through a lot of physical healing. And one of the big breaking points in my life was the year I got benign positional vertigo three times, which is no fun for anybody that has experienced it, and passing out on an airplane. I remember waking up. It was a red eye. I was coming back from a business trip. And that year I knew that something had to change. Like I could not continue to pursue the way I was pursuing. And most of my life being in the fitness industry, I spent being afraid of food. You know, don't eat the sugars, don't eat fruit, don't eat bananas, don't eat dairy, don't eat gluten, don't eat grains. Like everything is going to cause, you know, your organs to not run properly. So I get it. I mean, there's so many stories about food, and it's hard to sometimes decipher what is right, what is true, what is good for you, for me. And my fear led to a lot of restrictions, and it led to a lot of I wanting my body to look a certain way. And I've been in the fitness industry for 11 years this February, and walking that out has been quite the journey. And basically coming out of my mother's womb in fight or flight and just trying to survive in this world, coming from an abusive past, childhood, the people I dated, it all just boiled up into my mid to late 20s. I'm 33 at the time of this recording, and I spent a good portion of my life working to survive and doing the things to get the attention my soul so desperately craved. Will you love me? Will you take care of me? And I kind of just started holding this cup out to everything and everyone to see if they'd fill it up for me. I remember reading a line in Andy Kobler's book, Try Softer, and I had this moment, and I'm going to paraphrase what she said, and she said something like this: it wasn't until I felt safe that my body could begin to process the stories that it carried and believed. That was me. When I read that line, I felt free, because shortly after getting married and for the first time in my life, not being on my own, not supporting a man, not being the only one with a checking account or credit card, which is just another topic for another day, I felt safe. I felt like I could be heard. I was supported. And as soon as I hit that safety zone, that is when my stories began to show up. And they began to show up in a physical way. The fear of food, the restrictions, the not eating as much as I probably should have. But this was all not done with a conscious effort. It was just done based on all the beliefs that I carried. So for years, for I don't want to say 4 years, but for at least 3 years, I became obsessive then about this healing journey because, you know, passing out on the airplane and having benign vaginal vertigo, and I started to have bloating that was so intense that it would make me cry because it was so uncomfortable. And I wasn't, you know, using the restroom and going to the bathroom, you know, passing a stool. And I was going to the doctors and getting blood work and my thyroid, my TSH, like this whole journey of adrenals and thyroid and going to ear, nose, throat doctor. I went to every doctor imaginable to be able to help me because I was determined. I was like, I am not going to live my life this way. And I had to hit that point that something needed to change. I didn't share much of this healing journey online at all. I shared it a little bit, but I really had to do a lot of this processing alone. And I became obsessive. I became obsessive with taking my blood pressure and taking my temperature in the morning, because a lot of that you can tell how your thyroid's doing based on taking your temperature in the morning, blood pressure, different things like that. And I became obsessive to the point where it was like every day or every time a new symptom happened, it was based on fear. And then what would happen is I would create more symptoms based on fear. And basically, I just started creating lists of all these symptoms that I had. And it just became this obsessive place. And it was a point where I couldn't work out or walk for 3 months. It was a whole summer. I felt dizzy when I did. And I just began to get frustrated and still hopeful, but discouraged all at the same time. And there was a lot of time that was, I felt like was stolen from me. I went to many naturopath doctors and just really began my journey. And then finally, fast forward, I'm, of course, trying to tell this story as quickly as I can, but to give you a couple sound bites, I found a kinesiologist who did muscle testing who realized it was my pancreas. My pancreas was really low on nutrients and what it needed. So took care of my pancreas. And, you know, I was taking a lot of supplements for my thyroid and my adrenals, and those were the secondary, not the primary. And so it was causing me to be overactive. And again, this, I mean, so many details in here, but I always like to tell people, do not give up on your healing journey. Get more than one opinion, because doctors, every doctor has an opinion. So trust the Holy Spirit. There were some doctors, a naturopath and things that I stayed with for a couple months to see if it would work. And if I saw nothing changing, then I was, okay, this isn't it. And I would just continue to go until it felt right, until I saw the change, until I felt the change. So long story short, why does this matter? And what does this have to do with my size? Okay. When I began to heal, remember, I couldn't really work out, but I didn't really change my eating that much. So there's a period of time where my husband and I were like getting Chinese every week and we were doing these things. And I just remember like experiencing the scale to continue to go up. And I never wanted to weigh myself. And when you wear kind of loose pants a lot of the time and you put on some tight pants, they feel even tighter. You know what I'm saying? And you begin to think, oh, wow, these feel really tight. And time passed and my pancreas began to heal. My body really just began to heal and do its job when it had the proper nutrients and the things that it needed. I had to do a lot of emotional healing, a lot of emotional healing, a lot of spiritual healing. And typically when your body goes through some kind of healing phase, you'll tend to gain weight. And for the first time, I think my body kind of filled out into what it needed to be, so to speak. Now, I want to speak to both sides of this story. Maybe you are somebody that feels like they have done everything with health and fitness, but the pants still go up, right? Like this is still for you. Or maybe it's the one wrestling with, you know, food fear or dieting or what to eat. You know, this is still for you when you're one size and then you go up a size, or you feel like you're doing all the things and you still feel like you're going up a size. Like this is for anybody. I don't care what the shape of your body is. I just care what's happening in your heart. So going through this physical healing journey, I had ended up gaining weight and my pants and my hips got bigger. And that is really what led me to realizing I hadn't bought workout pants in probably a couple years. I just didn't need them. And when I finally went in after coming through my healing journey, realizing that they did not fit and having the realization, well, maybe I just need to go hardcore, right? Like I just need to get working out again really super hard, because I didn't work out the way I used to either. I do not spend 2 hours in the gym anymore. I work out from home. I don't even go to the gym anymore. And I haven't since I've been married. But I had to continue to ask myself, what does this mean about me? Does it mean I'm lazy? We often take the shape of our body and make it be something. We give it a story, right? We give it a story about it failing us or us not being good enough for it or whatever it is. We just give it a story. And that story usually consists of past pain and past failures and really nothing that's hope-filled or filled with life. So I'm going to ask you the same question about what it means to be a bigger size. I had posted and talked about this on my Instagram, and you can follow me there at Living Free, Living Healthy. And I was talking about the scale and, you know, what's the goal? Is the goal to be skinny? And I have another, you know, podcast coming out with that title. But when I posted that on social media, some comments came of, well, that doesn't, being overweight can still be unhealthy and you being this size can still be unhealthy and it's not to negate working out. That is not at all what I'm saying here. I am not to say that we excuse our spiritual and physical discipline of moving our bodies, right? Like, I am not saying that here. We are called to steward our bodies well because it's something that we have been given. And it's also a place where God dwells. Like we want to take care of it because it's the body we have that gets us where we need to go, that takes dates with their friends or their husband or goes out and plays with their kids or does whatever it is that it's called to do. We still are called to take care of it. I'm not negating the fact. And I'm not making excuses for bigger sizes or whatever size. Like, I'm just here for us to define where we're putting our worth and what it means about us when the bigger size comes. So for me, I knew that walking into healing and coming out of healing, I just wanted to feel strong, to be honest. I mean, I wanted to have energy. If you've ever experienced any kind of adrenal or thyroid issue, you're tired a lot and you feel like you're constantly in a mental brain fog. And I just didn't want to have that anymore. And so coming out of healing and not having that, was I willing to be up a size? And I think that looks different for everybody. You know, am I okay with bigger thighs? Am I okay with the bigger pant size? But we also have to check in, well, how am I feeling? Again, there's both sides of the coin, right? I get it. Maybe, you know, going up in the pant size is made you feel shameful and like you are lazy or you're a disgrace or whatever, just harsh words that the enemy likes to tell you. And maybe you are feeling more tired or whatever the case may be. We all have a starting point, right? Where we can have an emotional and spiritual awakening. I do not think it is the size itself that concerns us the most. As much as it is about what the size means to us and about us. To kind of wrap up this episode, I'm going to share with you a practical side and an emotional side. The emotional side, I'm going to share some questions with you, but let's get to the practical first of just objectively looking at clothes in general. Number one, every clothing line has a different standard of size, period. I've noticed that. I mean, I could be one size, two sizes in one clothes, go to another store and be a completely bigger size. I mean, we have to look at how is the store tailored to what kind of audience are they tailored for? It's just important that we know that. You know, I mean, what a small would be to one company could be a medium large to another. And we just have to look at it objectively of what kind of store is this? What is their target market? And what kind of clothing is it? I mean, for example, if you're looking at just a unisex shirt, smalls are going to fit differently. A medium's going to fit differently on a woman than a man. I mean, it's just, we have to look at things objectively as well. This is just the practical side of it. They are clothes. Okay, that's number two. They are immoral. Clothes will only carry the emotions we give them. Number three, bigger doesn't mean bad. Bigger means change, period, change. That's it. Bigger doesn't mean bad. Bigger means change. That's practical. It does not mean bad. We say it means bad. When the size of the pants change, it means our bodies changed, period. I keep saying period because it needs to be a period. There's nothing, there's no but, there's no and. It's just reality that that is what has happened. Now let's go to the emotional side. How are we showing up in the body that God has given us well today? Like, how are we showing up today? And we can be honest with ourselves. Number two, are there areas of our life that need more healing? Look, that can be emotional, it can be physical, it can be spiritually. Our emotional health matters so much. And it affects our physical health a lot. So what other areas of our life need that attention? Number three, is this an identity issue more than a body issue? It's always good to, I feel like, get into the habit of asking yourself practically, what does it mean? And then emotionally, you can ask yourself a little bit deeper questions to be able to getting to a root cause of what you are experiencing. And I think number three is really important. Is this an identity issue more than a body issue? No matter where you are on your journey of being healthy and stewarding your body well, God is always going to show you the way. He always leads to healing. He always leads to restoration. And then it becomes our part of whether we decide of how we show up into that spiritual discipline and the physical discipline, right? What are we going to do to steward it well? How are we going to seek help or get help? How can we ask ourselves the questions that move us forward, that propel us forward, that don't continue to shame us and make us feel small? I'm not here to call names, and neither should you. It's a lie that you're lazy if you have to buy the bigger pant size. I'm sure there are so many other things that are going on in your life that you are dealing with and doing the best that you can. Every day we get to just show up. We get to do better. And there's grace for that. We get to repent, right? We get to think new thoughts and move in a new direction. And we get to do that with Him. Be kind to yourself in this process. Look at the practical side and the emotional side. I'm here for you. If you have questions, come DM me over on Instagram at Living Free, Living Healthy. I love to share more of my journey. If you have any questions or just how this podcast resonated with you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'm going to continue to share little bits of my journey of the healing, because I know that maybe you were left with some cliffhangers, or maybe you're just curious of some more things that I dealt with. But either way, thanks for being here and hanging out with me. It means so much to me. And before you go, if this podcast encouraged you or inspired you at all, I'd love for you to take a moment to leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover what's the truth and be encouraged, just like you. At least, well, I pray that you're encouraged. You can head to the show notes below and grab my free guide called Chase God, Not Your Feelings. It's a guide to living by faith and not by what you feel. And yes, again, it's free. Remember, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.